1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. The Department of Defense is now tracking down how highly classified military documents landed on social media. CBS Carriage has details.
In response to the leaked documents, the Pentagon has begun a damage assessment. These reports evaluate actual or potential damage to U.S. national security, which can include the compromise of sources and methods.
Both sides of the political aisle are reacting to rulings on the abortion pill. Here's CBS's Christian Benavides.
Democrats vow to fight restrictions. Some, like New York Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, calling for the FDA to ignore the ruling by Texas federal judge Matthew Kaczmarek that would invalidate the drug's FDA approval.
This ruling is an extreme abuse of power.
Some Republicans, like South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham, are urging the GOP to take a more measured approach.
We can win this issue at the ballot box if we show up with reasonable positions. If we have our head in the sand, we're going to lose.
One of two Tennessee lawmakers expelled last week for protesting for stronger gun laws could be reinstated soon. But former Rep. Justin Jones was on NBC saying this is part of a bigger problem.
Their attack on democracy hurts all of us. And I just want to emphasize that, because I don't want it just to be about race, but this is about attack on black, brown, and poor white communities, silencing them. These lawmakers who are more beholden to the NRA than their own people in their own districts.
The Pope celebrated Easter Mass today at the Vatican. Danny Eberhards with the BBC.
Pope Francis used his Easter blessing to draw attention to crises around the globe.
Conforta I feriti.
On the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, he said recent attacks threaten to undermine a climate of trust needed to resume dialogue. As for Ukraine, the Pope sought God's intercession to, as he put it, help the beloved Ukrainian people on their journey towards peace.
Professors at Rutgers University have voted to go on strike this week after union talks fell through and failed to reach a deal. They want better pay and security.
They're going to try and intimidate us, but we won't be intimidated. And I am so proud and overjoyed to be with all of you in this moment and in this fight. Solidarity, everybody.
The school strike will be the first time faculty members will walk off the job in Rutgers' 256-year history. John Rahm has won the Masters at Augusta National, snagging a coveted green jacket for the first time in his career.
Rahm wins the Masters Marathon.
That call on CBS, Rahm finished 12 under par. This is CBS News.
Hire with minimal effort and maximum success with Indeed. Their powerful hiring platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Imagine it's the last ride, but your symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, are taking you for a ride. What should you do? Keep managing your constipation with belly pain the same old way? Or try getting ahead of your symptoms by talking to your doctor about treating it with Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows dip down to about 46. Overnight, under cloudy skies, southerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tomorrow, chance for scattered rain showers, highs level off around 69. Partly cloudy again tomorrow night, 45. Mid-70s, Tuesday, upper 70s, Wednesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 59.
Yeah! again, trying to fly away, forgetting everything it meant to me. As you close your eyes and fall asleep, watch the world go by. Suddenly, you realize you've been fed lies. So let some light in, a vision you can see as it falls down around you.
Album Faded Memories. That was Charcoal Black, Killing Me before that. You can see Bad Year on Friday, May 19th at Shank Hall in Milwaukee with the Doubters and the Keystones. How you doing, everybody? I'm Jimmy Kay. Welcome to Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media, broadcasting around the state on your favorite FM Civic Media station or on the Civic Media app. Get that right now at civicmedia.us. Coming up on the show tonight, we got Wizard Hammer joining us. That's coming up after 10:30 tonight. They're part of Bombastica 2023, happening here in Madison. It's 27 years of Maximum Inc. Happens Saturday, April 15th at the Wisco in Madison. Carbellion, Iron Plow, and Wizard Hammer are playing live that night after 9 o'clock. From 6 to 9 o'clock, Rocker Terry Barr and my buddy E-Dub. We're going to be live on the radio, broadcasting live from the Wisco. I can't wait. Hope you're there. Saturday, April 15th. The show starts at 6 o'clock. Come on down and join us at the Wisco. It's Bombastica 2023. All right, Wizard Hammer coming up after 10:30 tonight. We got music on the way from Common Threads, I Am Dragon, courtesy of Tim just around the corner. Let's do the Keystones right now. It's their song WLVS on WMDX and MIR. So many things to say.
Sleep and I'm ready to sleep, but there is a sky full of skulls with a snow and no teeth. travesty. A tray of news behind a badge. A shot to skies fall happily. We were blind to the struggle of ages. Eyes open, we fight what they trained us. United colors, united resistance. Please bring on the canisters to fill our eyes again. A best bring on the noxious gas. A million lost lives are reflected in the kaleidoscope.
Found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Mag Sync Radio. We are local music.
Without you, I feel so alone. Every day.
me on Civic Media. That's Common Threads and Afterthought. They were Blink 182 last night at the Majestic Theater for the Rock and Roll Tribute to Punk. Did you go? From all accounts, it was a pretty kick-ass show. Lockjaw before that with Annie of Love. That's their latest single. They have a show coming up in Kansasville, Wisconsin. That's in the southeast part of the state. Friday, April 21st with Unlikely Souls and Benjamin Trick. And we heard some courtesy of Tim in that block too, American Travesty. They're playing at the Crucible here in Madison on Sunday, April 16th with Keep Flying. They're out of the New York, Jersey, Philly area. Also the Up and Up, Calamity, and Man Alive. Man Alive. How you doing? I'm Jimmy Kay here on Max Inc. Heavy, original local hard rock, punk, and metal from the state of Wisconsin. We have Wizard Hammer coming up after 10:30. Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by Ignite Glass and Gifts. There's three locations in Madison, Monona Drive, Odana Road, and Willie Street. You can shop online, too, at IgniteGlassAndGifts.com. And by Salvatore's Tomato Pies, there's pizza, there's sales, SalvatoresTomatoPies.com. And by Forward Craft and Coffee, we pour it all at Wood Avenue in Madison, or check them out online at ForwardCraft.com. Like I said, Wizard Hammer is just around the corner. We'll have a chat with those guys. I've got music on the way from Joe Price and The Cost. Watch out for that one. And also brand new music from Looks Can Kill. Right now, let's flashback to 2013. And here's some I Am Dragon. It's Major Bros on Max Inc. Heavy. We are local music.
Deb Fields, Calendar Goddess for Maximum Inc. Music Magazine. And you are listening to Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
about your life, man.
Radio. Radio for the people.
Max Inc. Radio presents Bomblastica 2023. It's Max Inc.'s 27-year anniversary party, and you're invited. Bomblastica at the Wisco on Willie Street, Saturday, April 15th. Max Inc. Radio's Jimmy K. Rocker and Terry Barr will broadcast live 6 to 9 p.m. Then live music from Eclipse record recording artist Carbellion. With special guest, Milwaukee's Wizard Hammer. And Mad City's own hard rockers, Iron Claw. It's Bomblastica 2023, Saturday, April 15th at the Wisco in Madison. Sponsored by Rocker Vodka and Hotel K Pet City. Presented by Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
CBS News Brief, the scramble continues to learn more about the posting of highly classified military documents that seem to reveal a lot about U.S. and NATO aid to Ukraine. CBS's Catherine Herridge.
The Pentagon statement, for the first time, acknowledges the leaked documents appear to contain sensitive and highly classified information. The Defense Department has initiated a damage assessment.
On CNN, Health and Human Services Secretary Xavier Becerra seemed to indicate that the administration would not comply with a ruling by a federal judge on the safety of an abortion pill.
If a judge decides to substitute his preference, his personal opinion, for that of scientists and medical professionals, what drug isn't subject to some kind of legal challenge?
John Rahm has won the Masters after playing 30 holes today.
Rahm wins the Masters Marathon.
Jim Nance with a call on CBS. CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Hi.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weikert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Your home, your property, your decision. At Weikert Realtors Lake Point, we'll guide you every step of the way, whether you're buying or selling a home or exploring commercial property. Your dream is within reach. You'll find our realtors love what they do, and more importantly, we think it's fun helping our clients achieve their goals. Who wouldn't want to do that every day? Give me a call at 608-721-8002. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weikert-lakepoint.com.
Ready for a journey to Flavortown? Head over to Roadhouse 66 Gas and Grill. They've been serving up the best food in Wrigleyville for 8 years and counting. From their famous smoked chicken wings to their tempura battered cheese curds, every bite is a trip to flavor heaven. And with hospitality that's second to none, you'll feel right at home. So why wait until after the game? Rev up your taste buds and join them at Roadhouse 66 Gas and Grill at 3478 North Clark Street in Chicago. Check out their menu on Facebook.
Milwaukee. You have to check out Mobcraft Beer, the world's first crowdsourced brewery where they turn your ideas into beer. Stop in their downtown tap room to try flagships, seasonals, limited release crowdsourced brews that you won't find anywhere else, and more. Mobcraft also has a pizza kitchen making craft pies with the freshest ingredients. And enjoy their amazing tap room featuring over 20 constantly rotating draft lines, indoor and outdoor seating on their dog-friendly patio, and a killer view of the Milwaukee skyline. Mobcraft Beer, located in the heart of Walker's Point in Milwaukee.
For more info, head to mobcraftbeer.com.
Harvey High is now in session. Today's subjects, biology.
Name an animal with a long neck.
Dinosaur, long neck, yeah.
Let me ask you something. When last time you seen one?
Anatomy.
Name a part of Steve Harvey that a woman might want to kiss.
Your six-pack.
The six-pack? Does she know who Steve Harvey is? You got to dig for it, but it's in there.
Get school with Family Feud.
Weeknights at 6 and 6:30 on CW18.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Oh,
Maxi Kebby, that is Wizard Hammer and Sonic Doom. Before that, Rocker, we heard some Realm, Endless War, and you had me play that song specifically for our next guest.
Jimmy, Wizard Hammer is one of Milwaukee's more mysterious metal bands, fronted by the legendary vocals of Realm and Whammy Hall of Famer Doug Parker. Wizard Hammer is chock full of scene veterans, including Damian Crist, the former drummer of Living Several Deaths. Wizard Hammer has several upcoming shows around the state, including April 15th at the Wisco in Madison for Bombblastica 2023. It's Max Inc's 27-year anniversary party. On the phone with us right now is drummer Damian Crist. Damian, welcome to Max Inc Radio.
Hey, thanks a lot. Glad to be here.
Damian, for our listeners who may not be familiar, tell us a little backstory. Who is Wizard Hammer?
Well, basically we kind of got together and spawned, as a lot of great bands do, you know, heck, worldwide, not only in Milwaukee, but from other bands, remnants of other bands. The original bass player, who has now left us and we replaced him with a new bass wizard, was in a band Living Several Deaths with me for many years, about a decade, playing Milwaukee, Madison, Kenosha, Green Bay areas. And, yeah, I guess, we were looking for something else, and we found guitarist Aaron Baker, our next night bass player did, and I joined up with him, and you know, and a couple months later Wizard Hammer was formed, and we started out as a three-piece, just the three of us doing what we did. And as we started getting a little bit more complex music, we sought out Doug Parker, and original vocalist from Realm back in the day, played the first ever Metal Fest in Milwaukee, which is a great piece of history since it's coming back this year. And now that's who we are. We have a new bass player that we added, J.P. Allen, our new bass wizard. We're very excited about that. Sorry to see our last guy go. He was a great friend and great bass player and big shoes to fill. But we go on nonetheless.
Now that the band features some veteran Milwaukee scene stars, but tell us about vocalist Doug Parker and what his experience with Realm lends to the band.
Well, back in the day, you know, I'm a transplant from Chicago, so I wasn't in the scene when Realm was around, but what he brings to the table, and I've heard Realm, and they're a great band, what he brings to the table is some great lyrical ability as far as songwriting goes. I'm really happy with the lyrics he's coming up with some of our songs. We have a song called Lord of the Dragon, or Lord of the Dragons, which... you know, he co-wrote with Aaron Baker, and the lyrics are just great, spot on. And, you know, that old school metal voice, you know, that's what he brings to the table on stage. And you know, even in recording, you know, and I think that would be it, you know, and just many, many years of singing in the scene.
Wizard Hammer is playing Madison on April 15th at the Wisco, along with Iron Plow and Carbellion. What can you tell us about your upcoming visit to the Mad City for Max Inc's birthday?
Well, other than being stoked about being selected to perform on this and happy to be coming back to Madison, it's been a while since we've been up that way. You know, just I hear that these bands are a long time, great, great bands. I listen to a lot of their music, and especially as of recent. And you know, I guess not too much to say, you know, other than we're happy to be up there. We're happy to be back in the Madison scene and looking to do a little bit more around town.
We're definitely happy to have you part of Bombblastica. Once again, Bombblastica happening at the Wisco here in Madison. It's Carbellion, Iron Plow, and Wizard Hammer. And the Wisco's the Wisco's gonna be a perfect place to see Wizard Hammer because of the heavy guitar and the heavy metal you all bring. It's gonna be a fun time for sure.
Yeah, I've played the Wisco a handful of times with my former band Living Several Deaths, and always had a great time when we went there. Great experience. Love how the room kind of winds around and have like a, you know, I don't know how you'd kind of describe it, like a shotgun hall. You know, the sound is great in there. I can't wait.
You know, another thing that's coming up in your calendar, you're playing Stonefest in Appleton. That's in April, on April 22nd. Yeah. Tell us quick about Stonefest.
Well, the amount of years that it's been going on, I don't exactly know off the top of my head. It's a long time running show hosted and started by the band Headstone who are, gosh, 20, maybe maybe coming up sometime this year, even 21-year veterans of the Appleton, Green Bay kind of scene. Heck, you know, all of Wisconsin. And they've been doing this for some years, and proceeds of it go to benefits and charities. And if I remember correctly, they kind of switch, you know, who it benefits. I may be wrong on that, but it's a really great show. A great handful of bands are playing it, including Headstone themselves.
Yeah.
And, gosh, I want to say this is, I think, the second, maybe third one that we've been involved in. Probably the second.
Sounds like a good time.
But always a great time.
Oh, yeah. And then, of course, May Bash. You're playing on the 27th up in Ryo, Wisconsin. May Bash. What else can you say about May Bash other than May Bash, you know?
Oh, man. Just amazing people. Amazing time. This has been running, gosh, I want to say since
it's been
probably the late 80s. I heard
years
from these guys.
Yeah. Good times for
at
sure.
At least.
Right.
Longer. Oh, my goodness. Just the people we've met out there have been great. The experience is great. We've played that, you know, gosh, back in Living Several Deaths. That's when we started there with them. And we've been invited back every year. And then the transition to Wizard Hammer, you know, we just build great relationships with these people that run it. A lot of the other bands that play it, you know, you got a weekend full of music, 20 plus bands or so, and camping all weekend, donation based camping. I believe they asked for, ooh, a $20 donation this year. Might have went up to 25, you know, a lot of stuff.
It's worth every...
the main COVID times. That are
right. It's worth every penny. Hey, man, we're out of time, unfortunately, but thank you so much for calling into the show tonight, Chris. We really appreciate it. And thank you to Wizard Hammer for playing Bomb Blastica.
Hey, you got it. Anytime, we're there. And, you know, just tell everyone that they can look us up on Facebook. That's probably the best way to keep up with Wizard Hammer.
Excellent. Essential Last Crack is coming up at 11 o'clock. Right now, it's Wizard Hammer, Lord of Dragons on Max Inc. Heavy. We are local music.
Fire, feathering wings, black in the sky, and the wind.
listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Skilled trade workers are the backbone of every community and also the Army National Guard. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and in every other trade needed to accomplish the mission. These soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.